Speaking to the Delta Grassroots Caucus Thursday night, Governor Mike Beebe said he believes arguments for the plan and the consequences of not taking federal money for the Medicaid expansion will sway lawmakers next year.
I'm ever the optimist. I'm cautiously optimistic. You see, I think logic and reason will prevail. I think if you tell people the truth, the vast majority of the people will do what's right based upon what that truth is.
Tuesday, Republican State Representative John Burris was narrowly defeated in a runoff for a North Arkansas Senate seat by private option opponent Scott Flippo. A 3/4 vote is needed each year to keep the program alive, and this year it passed in the Senate with no votes to spare. Senator David Sanders is one of the architects of the program.
We knew in 2013 when we passed the private option that every single year achieving reauthorization was going to be an uphill climb. And that was certainly the case in the fiscal session. It was always going to be the case heading into 2015.
Sanders, a Republican, argues expanding coverage through the private option has been good for the state. He points to a drop in premiums 2 months in a row, more carriers preparing to offer coverage, and a reduction in the number of emergency room visits.
Obviously, losing the input, the work product, the knowledge, experience of a guy like John Burris out of the legislature will impact a lot of things. Losing solid votes.
But Flippo said during the campaign that the private option enabled Obamacare. While it was a major issue, he said it wasn't the only one, also pointing to opposition of Common Core standards for education and extending term limits. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.